This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. And as I returned from the MJ Biz conference, I met so many phenomenal people, and we will be showcasing a few of them today. I'm so excited to have you hear their stories. We have coming up at the end of the show an entrepreneur that has made such a huge difference in his community. Jeff, you're going to love Jeff. But we're kicking things off with a woman that came from China. Now, born and raised in China, how is it that someone born and raised in China comes to this country and winds up in North Dakota and winds up opening a facility for CBD? It's an incredible story. And joining us today is Vivian Feldman. And Vivian,
Good afternoon.
Or wherever you are, yes, because you're the founder and chief vision officer of Kodo Botanics, the number one premium hemp CBD retail business in the U.S. Midwest.
Yep.
And explain to us, how did you wind up in Fargo, North Dakota?
Absolutely, yes. Very happy to share my journey. I was born and raised in China, never heard about Fargo or North Dakota in general, until I met my, now husband and boyfriend. We were, introduced by a mutual friend who's a Canadian gentleman. And, back then we both worked in Beijing, China, which is the capital city of China. And we were, kind of matchmade by, one of my really good friends. And when we first met, he actually, my husband now, told me he's from Minnesota, because all the Chinese people know about Minnesota simply because of the NBA team, Minnesota Timberwolves. And I was like, oh, great, you know. So we started talking and went out, started dating, until 1 month later he told me he's actually from Fargo, North Dakota. And I was like, where is that? I never heard about it before. But since we met in 2004, he moved back to Fargo, which is his hometown, in 2007. So we continued our international relationship for a year and a half. And then he finally proposed in 2008, knowing that I would be willing to move to Fargo from Beijing to start our own family here. And he proposed. And then a year later, I moved to Fargo, which is the city has probably about 160,000 population. Versus in Beijing is like 16 million population. Made a huge change to Fargo, and since then I've been living here. This is my home now. I became a U.S. citizen in May 2019.
Congratulations! Yeah,
yes, children, great house, and Fargo is not really what people thought was based on the movie and the TV series portrayed. It's actually a very nice community. Absolutely smaller city than where I came from, but it's a very pleasant place to live when it's not 30 below with wind chill. Other than that, I mean, it's pretty pleasant to live.
Okay, I have to ask you, Vivian, how did you first become connected with CBD? And
yes,
tell us a little bit about that story.
Yes, absolutely. So when my second son, Patrick, was born in 2016, he had a heart condition. So we airlifted him to the Children's Hospital in Minneapolis from Fargo, and we ended up staying in NICU for 4 weeks. And during the 4 weeks time spending in NICU in the Children's Hospital, I developed panic attack syndrome. When that happened, my hands were shaking. I could not function really well. Like, I just short on breath and very, just panic attacks really bothered me a lot. And it didn't happen every day, but when it happened, I just could not function well. And in 2018, after federal government passed the Farm Bill, we, actually had the first CBD store open up just across the border between Minnesota and North Dakota. It's in another city, called Moorhead. They opened it up. I went to see them, and I just could not understand a single thing they were saying because they were really focusing on the technology part rather than educating me about the basics of CBD, how does it work, why it works, what is your endocannabinoid system, such as that. So I wasn't convinced with the quality of the product. I was very skeptical, very scared because I thought it was marijuana. And then ended up walked away, empty-handed, but I kept doing more research, eventually found a product and a brand in Colorado. And I, picked up the phone, talked to their, customer service rep for about an hour. They really walked me through A to Z, what is CBD, you know, why it works so well for, a lot of health issues. So I ordered my first product with them, just through online order and then start using them. And then a couple weeks in, I can definitely feel my mental health has improved a lot. I didn't have any panic attacks anymore. So I was like, this is really amazing. And it's all natural. And then I was like, it could really benefit our community a lot if we can build a platform that has nice storefront and very, well-trained staff and walk people through how to use CBD. What is it? It was kind of like a light bulb moment. It was like, you know, I think I can do a better job than the other shops, which they failed to do. And by the way, they've already closed their business till now. And so we launched a Coda Botanics in, December 8th, 2019. Speaking of which, next week it'll be our third year anniversary. Now we ended up not only survived through the pandemic, but also thrived. We now have two retail locations, one in Fargo, one in Minneapolis, just opened a few weeks ago. And we have an e-commerce shop. We carry 15 brands, 140 of different type of products are all hemp-related products. So we just, keep going and keep growing. And that's how I started it, and I love it. I love doing it every day just to help people to improve their physical health and mental health with a natural holistic remedy, which is you can find that in hemp.
Now you had another career. This was not your journey for your business. So
correct.
What did your family and what did your husband and what did everyone think?
Well, obviously when I first started it, a lot of people, especially my own family and friends, they didn't understand it. They were like, you know, I remember when I told my father-in-law, who's a retired dentist in Fargo, that I'm starting the CBD business, instead of, congratulations, I'm so proud of you, what he told me was, is that legal? Are you doing illegal things? I'm like, absolutely, it's legal. I just had to really help him understand what this is and what the Farm Bill is about. Really dig into education, but now they're all being very supportive. They're my biggest advocates and very proud of me of what I'm doing. But definitely the transition I'm seeing from being very skeptical and thought it's snake oil to now like really helping us to spread the word and come to Coda Botanics if you're looking for quality CBD products. I just love that. See how people's mind will be changed after they're, you know, given it a try and felt the benefit of it. It's just really fulfilling.
You know, Vivian, your story is such a compelling story. It's a wonderful story.
Thank you. People
need to hear how this plant can change their lives and not get high and understand the role of adding with botanicals. And you've been just doing this for 3 years. Did you ever in your wildest dreams expect the success?
No, not at all. Initially, I was just like, you know, I mean, I worked for corporate my past 15 to 20 years. I've done sales marketing. I was good at what I was doing, which is connecting with the customers and clients. But what I was doing at corporate world was never my passion. And until I started this small business or startup business, now I can feel like every day I'm out here working at our retail front, connecting with the customers. Just, I love that feeling of helping them see their quality. The quality of their life has been improved just because of CBD, you know, it's just really encouraging. And I feel like I have a mission to do out here helping people every day.
And when we come back from break, we will continue with Vivian. And Vivian, give us the best website.
Yes. So our website is kotabotanics.com, BOTANICS.com. So you guys can find us, or you can also follow us on Instagram, Kota Botanics. We post a lot of educational content, teaching people, educating people, understanding their endocannabinoid system. So yeah, feel free to follow us or feel free to order directly at our website.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It is a long way from China, but she found a way to bring CBD to North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota. Born and raised in China, Vivian Feldman is our guest today, and we're talking with her. She's the founder and chief vision officer of Coda Botanics, the number one premium hemp CBD retail business in the U.S. Midwest, and she's with us today. And welcome back, Vivian.
Hi, Frankie. Thanks for having me back.
You are a perfect example of how somebody has taken this journey along the way. And explain to us what the entourage effect is, because I know that you're into educating people. So tell everybody what the entourage effect is.
Yes. So the entourage effect is basically we're talking about the all the cannabinoids and terpenes, how they work together within our endocannabinoid system. So when you consume CBD products, you will receive what we call the cannabinoids. CBD is just one out of 114 cannabinoids. That's the most famous non-psychoactive. And the other one is also famous, but will create euphoria. It's called THC. And other than these two, there are other cannabinoids such as CBG, cannabigerol, CBN, cannabinol, CBC, cannabichromie. They're not as famous as the other two, but they're also very, very good for our health holistically because they're anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, and a lot of good calming effects and without giving you euphoria. On top of that, there are also terpenes you can find in hemp. Terpenes are the chemical compounds that you that are responsible for making our flowers, trees, fruits smell amazing through the aroma that can really help to alleviate some of the ailments we're dealing with, such as anxiety and also pain. They can help as well. So when you consume what we call like a full spectrum product or even broad spectrum, you will have all the benefits within the product, which is extracted from hemp to really help to promote the holistic health. That's what we call like you want to have the entourage effect. Of course, there are people, they will consume what we call the isolate, meaning that an entire product only contains one ingredient or one element, which is CBD. Usually when you do that, I mean, CBD is still really good for anti-inflammation and calming, but it's kind of like you're having one soldier working for you. Versus when you use full spectrum, broad spectrum product, you will have more soldiers fight the battle for you, if that makes sense.
Right. It does make sense. And do you have any regrets?
I'm sorry?
And your husband has been so supportive?
Yes, he has been very supportive, even though he tries to offer many types of advice on how to run a business. But in general, we try to keep our business and personal life separate. So we'll see how that goes.
And I have to ask you, as you are running a business and now a mom of two boys, what's life been like for you as you transition from China to North Dakota?
Mm-hmm. It's been great. I'm very lucky because my husband's family is all here. So through his family's network, I was able to put my feet down really quickly, to get to know about the community and also people around us, friends, things like that. And, culture wise, when I was young, back in my 20s, I was surrounded with Western culture, so definitely learned a lot of things by living in the United States. The most exciting experience for me was when I became a U.S. citizen. I was able to vote for the very first time, which was super exciting because I'd never done that my past 40 years. I'm very blessed. I'm very thankful for this opportunity that I'm able to live here. Especially right now, what's going on in China is just really painful to watch.
Yes,
every,
painful. It's painful for all of us. Yes.
Because of COVID.
Yep.
And I lost my mother last July, so I haven't been able to go back to China to visit my family, which is, still a, painful experience for me, but I'm just hoping and praying the whole COVID situation will be resolved very soon and so that they can open the border and we can go back to visit our loved ones and just, for me personally, have a closure with my mom's passing. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely. Absolutely. How is the anxiety today?
You know, I still have anxiety. It's just not going to be gone. That's just the reality. But I do use CBD every day to manage my anxiety, which has been a great tool for me. And I don't have any panic attacks anymore. So that's just why I'm such a firm believer of the healing power of hemp. And I think there's a lot of good benefits that, you know, we can found in hemp and then use it for our holistic health.
Absolutely.
I mean, anxiety will never go away. You just have to find a way to manage it.
And you seem like you're doing that and you're helping so many people. What's the biggest compliments? Tell us what people, after they try some of the products, what are they sharing with you in North Dakota?
Yeah. You know, I have so many testimonials I could share. One of them I remember so vividly to today. It was this gentleman. Initially, I saw someone biked and parked his bike outside of our retail store and came in, and he was having a panic attack moment. And he told me that I was so nervous. I dare not to drive my own car. So I rode my bike from my house here because I saw you guys only a few blocks away. And then so I gave him the strongest product of our CBD oil, and I told him to say, hey, Peter, try this one. When you go home, take the whole dropper, and then I'll check in with you later on to see how you're doing. And then with the next day, I saw a car pulled into our driveway outside of our store, and it was that gentleman came in again. He's like, look, my hands are not shaking anymore, and now today I'm driving. It was just that moment. I was like,
that.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy that our PATA helped. It really makes me so proud of what I'm doing every day here, just to help people to find the relief they're looking for.
Well, I'm so grateful that we got a chance. Yes, and I'm grateful that we got a chance to talk with you today and to hear your story, an extraordinary story all the way from China of how CBD works, the power of CBD, and the endocannabinoid system, and how we really need this product in our lives today, especially today more than ever. We wish you the best, Vivian. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And give us the best website.
Yes. So our website is kotabotanics.com, kotabotanics.com. Thank you so much, Frankie, for this opportunity.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you.
And we will take a quick break and be right back. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and I had such a great time in Vegas at MJ, the MJ conference, and one of the great entrepreneurs, you know, it took It took my going to Vegas to meet someone who's in my neighborhood locally. And he is an entrepreneur, an extraordinary young man. He's founder and CEO of Low Key Dispensary, Low Key Cultivation in Boston Trust Realty Group Commercial LLC, founding member of Community Empowering Group Kings Amongst Kings. Jeff Simelian has been focusing on three things throughout his professional career: commercial and residential real estate, cannabis equity, and elevating the communities he's a part of by providing opportunities, revenue, and attention to underrepresented individuals. And Jeff, we got a chance to hang together in Vegas, and it was really a pleasure and an honor to meet you.
Hey, how's it going? Pleasure.
It's
pleasure.
Good.
I appreciate you. It was a pleasure meeting you and hanging out with you as well in Vegas. I wasn't expecting to run into you, but we had such a great time hanging out, going to different parties and networking.
Yeah, we did. We really did. That's the amazing thing about this industry, is putting people together that you would never, ever expect to be put together. And I have to ask you, Jeff, you have been an entrepreneur. What is it that drives you? Why have you not settled? And
honestly,
you decided, yes.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but go ahead. You can finish your question.
No, I just, tell us, explain to us where the drive comes for you to be so successful and to want to spread that wealth and to do what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking that question. And honestly, this is going to take me back, you know, in the very, very beginning. I'm Haitian. I'm Haitian American. I was born in Haiti, and I came to the States when I was about 11, the year that I was turning 11 in January, and I think I was about 10 that year. My father had told me one thing, that nobody owes you anything, so whatever it is that you want, that you need, you pretty much have to go out there and earn it. So I pretty much have that with me since the age of 11. My first job was with the Boston Youth Cleaning Crew. I think I was about 12 years old. They had came to my middle school at the time. And, you know, say, hey, we need to volunteer for the summer. And I think they were paying about $16 an hour at the time. And, you know, I think I was about maybe 11 years old that summer, or 12 or something like that. And, I was just so excited to be out there working, and getting paid. I think, like I said, $16 an hour. So again, I think that drive has been since then, you know, with my father saying that, in me making money at a very young age, and I was able to buy my own sneakers and buy my own clothes, you know, for school year the following year. And, you know, that just pretty much just put a drive into me that, you know what, if I need something, I could get it. I need to earn it. And then there's always opportunities out there for you to do it. So that's pretty much, you know, what's been the driving force behind me.
So I want to go back to Low Key, your new dispensary that you've been working on. And people think, this is a perfect example. People think, oh, yeah, Jeff is part of the new cannabis movement in a neighborhood that he grew up in. He's going back into that community. How many years has it taken you, and you're not even open yet, your doors are almost open, but not quite. How many years has it taken you to get where you are?
Honestly, I've learned about, you know, cannabis being legal and coming into Massachusetts and to Boston, honestly, since 2017, right? And, you know, I put in my application early 2018. So I've been in the process since then, you know, been learning since, like I said, 2017, and, you know, understand how to navigate through the process since then. And honestly, like I said, since the day that I spent money on application fees and attorneys and consultant, and that's been since 2018, and, you know, that's 4 years now, and then we are going into 2023, and hopefully that'll be open by then. So, you know, about 5 years. So if I believe, like I said, I think my first application that I submitted was about May 2018. So if we're not opening by May 2023, so it'll be, you know, exactly 5 years.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And with all of the taxing and all of the things, you really stress, though, the power and the importance of real estate, and especially in the cannabis industry. Tell me a little bit about that philosophy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, as we all know, real estate is the wealth building. You know, in America, that's pretty much the only thing that goes up. It doesn't really come back down, in a sense. That's how you create generation wealth. That's how you pass legacy, you know, down to your family. You know, whether it's a residential property, it's the same thing with commercial as well. Where, for instance, you know, just a quick breakdown, right? So let's just say, you know, you didn't understand the cannabis industry. You came in and, you know, business is not working out, or it's not going the way that you expected, but you decide to sell the business. You could sell the business, right? But you remain the property owner, the building owner, and that building continue paying you rent until, you know, forever. You know what I mean? So that's one of the biggest way. Again, a lot of people are not familiar with that aspect on commercial real estate because, you know, not too many people, you know, been previewed to learning how commercial real estate works, where, you know, that business could sign a 20-year lease, a 10-year lease, and they all legally have the rights to be there for 10, 15 years. And then you as a building owner, you just receiving, you know, residual income from that business on a monthly basis, you know, for the length of that time. So that's one way that it plays dividends. And that's the major way it plays dividends, because you are receiving, you know, a residual income from that property, and then the value is also going up. So later on, you could also sell that property for way more than you actually purchased it. So again, that's the different. That's why it's so important, because you actually own the property, you actually receiving rent from the property, and then it's going up on value. You have equity that you could also pull out equity from the building. So there's a lot of different benefits that it provides, and compared to when you are a tenant, you are leasing from somebody, you're at their mercy. You know, you have no control, you have no rights, you don't get those benefits, you're not able to refinance and pull money out from your building, you're not able to leverage the equity from your building. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, you know, as a business owner, any business owner, it's not necessarily cannabis, any business that, you know, you're going into to really focus and try to have control of the real estate, because of the so many benefits that comes with having control and ownership.
I just think it's amazing, Jeff, that you've been able to do this. And tell us about the first location that you have, because it's very impressive. It's really an impressive location.
Absolutely. Yes, the first location that is right in Cartman Square. That was a location that, as a real estate broker, that we had under agreement with the Dunkin' Donuts to go into that neighborhood. I had recently did a Dunkin' Donut deal in Mattapan, and they wanted to expand into Dorchester because there's a courthouse not too far from there, and they wanted to have that presence. So we had the property under agreement for about a year or so, while Dunkin' is doing their due diligence to make sure that, you know, that location passed corporate guidelines. So by the time that, you know, Doug came back and said, oh, that place is not suitable, that ended up being 2018. So for the entire, or most of the part of 2017, you know, that property was under agreement. I wasn't even thinking about, oh, this could be a retail location. I wasn't even thinking about it. And by the time that I learned everything that I needed to learn and understand, okay, where I need to be positioned, and so on and so forth, and Dunkin's ended up, you know, backing away from that property, and then boom, ended up being, you know, the property that we ended up acquiring to do our first store, which is in my neighborhood. And the reason that I was interested in having that location at first was, I mean, having Dunkin' Donuts in that neighborhood, because that's the neighborhood that I grew up in. and I wanted to see some changes, and I wanted Dunks to come in and, you know,
so,
provide.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Jeff, let's take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to talk about your employee benefits and why you're giving back on so many levels and your philosophy. Just fabulous. So give us the website as we go to break with Low Key.
Yes, our website is lowkeydispensary.com, all one word. We are also on social media, Instagram, and also LinkedIn as well.
A great story, a really great story, giving back to community, and we'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. Jeff Simelian is with us today, and Jeff is an entrepreneur, someone who has been working in the community, truly believes in giving people an opportunity. He's known as a leader in the black community in Boston. He founded the nonprofit Kings Amongst Kings to help black men learn from, support, and inspire one another. Former college football player, semi-pro player with the Boston Bandits. He sponsored Athletes Without Borders. He's traveled to volunteer to teach kids in Costa Rica how to play football. And he has put together a leadership team, but you are so really and truly committed to giving everyone that works for you an opportunity. And it's taken years to get low-key dispensaries up and running, and you're in the process, but you still have a full staff on board right now. Explain that to us and a little bit about the philosophy.
I'm in commercial real estate, and my background and my knowledge is pretty much around real estate, and I know that that's pretty much how you build generational wealth. So my goal and somebody come in, and I don't expect people to come in and want to work with us forever, but I would love it and appreciate it. But it's also at the same time, but I just want to give people the opportunity to create their own freedom and opportunities, right? So if somebody could come in and want to acquire real estate, and we'll encourage them to learn and understand real estate, right? And then if they ever want to invest and acquire real estate, we'll help them. We have a program to teach them real estate, hold their hands through the process, and also at the end, low-key would fund their closing costs, right, and also teach them how to maintain the property. The big, it's easy. It's not to say it's easy, but the easiest thing is to acquire the property. Maintaining it is the challenge, right? Dealing with tenants, dealing with monthly payment, insurance, maintenance, so on and so forth. That's the hardest thing. So we also want to educate people on how to maintain their property and how to go about it the proper way, to lease it up, to, put proper, tenants in their property. So biggest thing, again, one of the things that I've seen that's causing gentrification is because people are selling properties and, the dilapidated properties that haven't been taken care of. And a lot of times because lack of, resources, understanding and how to maintain those properties. So we just want to put people in a position to teach and educate them how to also do that.
You say your vision is to partner with communities that have been disappropriately harmed by the past prohibition of cannabis to ensure their inclusion in the legal cannabis industry. That's a really powerful statement.
Absolutely.
Why are you so committed to that?
I'm committed to it. I mean, honestly, as a young, like I said, I came into this country when I was very young, with the mindset of understanding that, like, hey, there's opportunity There's opportunities in America. There's opportunities everywhere, right? But a lot of times you are distracted and having to take care of, you know, life, real life issues, everyday stuff. And, you know, sometimes we don't see these opportunities. Sometimes we don't take advantage of these opportunities. Sometimes we don't even know how to take advantage of these opportunities. So, I know for me, when there was a time that I was looking for help, I was looking for opportunities, and it didn't exist. I had to go elsewhere to find it, right? So all those resources. So for me, it's important that I provide and I make sure people know those opportunities exist and where they exist, and provide those opportunities, sort of like a Robin Hood mentality. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, providing that opportunity and making it accessible to people, being the change that I wanted to see in the world. Like I said, when I was looking for the opportunities, I didn't see it for myself. So like now that I have access to some individuals and some others, you know, wanting to make it accessible.
I love it. And I love your story. I love the fact that you are giving back to community. Give us the story of the name Low Key. How did that come about?
Oh, wow. It's interesting, the low key. So one of my colleagues, real estate guy that I work with, his name is also Jeff, and we bonded because his name is Jeff and our birthdays are similar. I think we were a few days apart. And then when we connected, I think he had a property over, and we had a property in Somerville, I believe. Yes. So I went to see the property with him. Actually, he happened to live in that property. So he happened to live there. It was a multifamily. So he was showing me around. And after we finished, showing, and he invited me over for a smoke. And I said, oh yeah, sure. I'll take that. And that was early 2018 at this time. And then, I said, yeah, sure. And then he's like, wow, Jeff, you know, out of everybody, I would have never thought that, you know, that you was a smoker. You know what I mean? Like, you real low key with it. And then it just hit me with like, wow, that's, you know, like that's the name, like the low
yeah.
key. You know,
wow.
That fits the personality, and then that fits the brand. And at the time on my application, at the time I was thinking about going and calling the company Leveling Up. And I was like, scratch that. It's going to be low key. So I switched it over from Leveling Up to Low Key.
I love that name. I love that name. And it's low key. And the logo is awesome. Give us the websites and all that real quick, please.
Yes. The website is lowkeydispensary.com. Lowkey, Lowkey, dispensary, DIS. ENSARY.com. And it's the same thing for our social media as well. Our Instagram is also Low Key Dispensary. LinkedIn, Low Key Dispensary. All the social media is Low Key Dispensary. I think our Twitter handle is Low Key Dispo _.
Okay. Thank you so much. We will be touching base with you and keeping abreast of your opening and the exciting things that you're doing in the community of Boston, and how fortunate for us to have you in the community. Thank you so much, Jeff. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
You'll see that life is still worth if you smile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.